95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. The Morning Hog, I am Riggs. That is Josh. S.R. Parrott bringing you another beautiful installment of the Morning Hog Brew Review. On the front side, we got all crazy with some neon Smirnoffs. Now, this seems almost arguably crazier. One, because you got to pronounce it, and two, we get to drink it. That's the best part.
And so when you say crazier, you're kind of right, because it's a variety pack, but it's also a variety of styles.
Okay.
So it's kind of cool. Leinenkugel, we're going to start off with, you know, the bread and butter, which is summer shandy, right? Ooh. Everybody knows about summer shandy.
Yeah.
Do you remember what a shandy is?
Okay, the shandy is a mixture of fruit and beer.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So this particular one will be lemonade and beer.
All right.
By the way, we have guests outside who are very jealous of our drinks.
Yeah, they're watching.
Man, they want some of this action. They want a little piece.
We have
of
zoo
it.
Windows over here.
Mm.
So 4.2%. Summer shandy for a reason. It is summer in a can, just like what we tried with the Smirnoff. But here you're getting some beer flavor as well. So it's really nice.
And this has got not just like a artificial lemon flavor. This has got a lemon zest appeal to it, right?
Yeah, earlier you said with a twist. Mm-hmm. It's a lemon twist, right?
It is a lemon twist. It's not like you floated a lemon in a beer. This is like it's the 50-50, it feels like.
Right. So, I mean, it's really interesting because right up front you do get that lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Then it kind of that dissipates and then it finishes with a beer flavor. So it's really nice.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to try it if you feel like you're only a beer drinker. This is a nice transition into kind of some of these other worlds and, you know, giving something your palate to enjoy.
Yeah, and Leinenkugel's was my first foray outside of just cookie cutter beer.
Okay.
I think they used to have like a raspberry or something or some berry.
They did.
They used to have back in the day.
We've had some interesting
ones. I don't want to go all throwback on you, Josh, but back in the day, that was mine, and I was like, oh, it's my bridge to some fancy beers.
There you go. I like that, the bridge.
Yeah. All right, so what are we crossing next?
So next we're doing grapefruit shandy.
All right.
So with summer shandy, that is available year-round in Florida. That is not the case throughout the rest of the country. We are special.
Oh, good.
Kind of like Bell's and Oberon is also seasonal for the rest of the country except for us.
Right.
So this is grapefruit shandy, same thing, 4.2%. This time you're going to get grapefruit instead of lemonade.
Kind of that's got a snout on it right
very
there.
Very pronounced grapefruit flavor.
But again, we're not grapefruit enthusiasts.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
But this is done right.
Right. And not too sweet.
Yeah.
You know, some people expect kind of like Schafhofer is a little bit of a sweeter rattler or shandy, if you will.
Right.
Whereas this is a higher ABV.
Okay.
So I think Schafhofer is in the 2.5% range. This is 4.2. So you're still getting a regular beer ABV on it, but the additional flavors as well.
Okay. So good pedestrian ABV. You can still get stuff done.
Oh, yeah.
If you need to do math. Maybe you're taking an exam or something. I don't know why you'd be doing that now, but in case.
It's summer. School's over.
Yeah. Actually, now, this is a critical time for like me because now I don't have to help my kids with math homework anymore. So daddy can get into some more beverages, right? So I'm glad you cracked one. What are we into next?
All right. So this is where we're going to kind of go off the reservation a little bit.
All right.
So this is their peach or juicy peach is what it says on the can.
Oh.
But it's actually a sour.
Real, look how clear that is, too, where we were getting some cloudy on the other ones.
Two peach flavors today.
That's very, very interesting. Okay. Yeah. All right. Look how you can see me. Hey, what's up? It's Riggs.
So this is 4.4% alcohol, so a little bit higher. This is exclusively only available in this variety pack.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so you're not getting this anywhere else.
Okay. Yep. So you got to get the. I love when they. Oh, it's a love-hate when they do that. Like, oh, you're only getting a couple of these, but.
So this is. It's nice. It's not an offensive sour. There are, we've talked about it before. Some of them hit you and try to put you down.
Yeah.
This kind of eases you into it.
Yeah. If you had not told me it was a sour, I'd be like, oh, okay, it's just
kind of a tart ale.
Little tart. Yeah.
But wow, the peach flavor is really nice too.
Yeah. You don't get a tart peach normally.
Yeah.
Peach by nature is like, you know, rolled around in sugar and cotton candy.
Yeah. You're Mr. Georgia.
Yeah. Yeah, this is one you can pull. This is like you pull one right off a tree, chugged a beer, and ate a peach.
So, like I said, summer shandy is available 6 packs, 12 packs throughout the market. Grapefruit shandy, you'll see here and there,
right.
Pop in and out. This juicy peach is only available in this variety pack, and then this next one is also available in 6 packs.
Okay,
this is where, again, a different style. This is their lemon haze IPA.
Okay. I have not had this either, and I'm excited about this.
I have not either, so I'm looking forward to it.
Look at this. First timer. Let's hear it.
That's right.
Give it the first time gong. Love it. We're breaking new ground in our beer consumption.
So, I want you to tell me kind of what flavor profiles you might be getting.
Okay, well, I mean, I can smell the little lime zest right out the
I'm getting some hop, a little bit of hop in there, too, which is nice.
Oh, there's a lot of hop in the flavor. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get a bunch of that. Maybe more than all of those.
So if you look, it is a hazy IPA. You're not going to see straight through it or anything like that. It's true to style. Like I said, 4.9% on this one. So you're going to get a lot of, you know, it's called Lemon Haze IPA. So you're getting a lot of citrus flavors.
Right.
Very nice, man.
I mean, Leinenkugel's seems to, again, be generating their own lab. Like they're,
oh, absolutely.
Like nobody seems to be doing what they're doing.
Yeah, and it's cool because we don't always get all the flavor varieties down here because we're down in Florida. So to be able to grab this 12-pack and try each of these and kind of see what Leinenkugel is really about other than just their shandies is fantastic.
And I don't want to get all, you know, math heavy on you, but three of those each in that 12-pack, right?
I'm going to have to call Steve. Got a lifeline?
Yeah. Let me fax him during the commercials. We'll make sure about it. Right now, we're going to go with three. But you can get that. And so that is nsrprod.com/beerfinder.
Absolutely. Right? These are definitely in your Publix's and Total Wines.
Yeah.
Might be an ABC at this point, but definitely check out the website.
Oh, man. I want a piece of all of that. And I feel like these would make good companions because you got a little bit more sweetness with the Smirnoff. You brought the
Tang and Tarch. One and one.
Yeah, you know. You got two hands.
Exactly.
Right? You're laying by the pool. You don't need your hands for anything except swimming. But just have these on dry land first. Try them on dry land, right? I'd recommend it. All right. Well, until next week there. Cheers, man.
Cheers.